Where in the Bible will I find how we are to confess private sins? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. James wrote, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." James 5, verse 16. This verse follows instructions on the prayer of faith effecting the healing of those sick and diseased. The Roman Catholic Church has used this to build up their doctrine of auricular confession to the priest. But then the priest is also obligated to confess his sins to the other person. This they refuse to accept. Fault here in the passage means a falling aside. But it is a one-on-one relationship that is spoken of between two saints, two Christians. Jesus Christ is our mediator, and we have only one. We do not need one who sets himself up as God or vicar here on earth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2, verse 5. Christians have ready access to the throne of God's grace through Jesus Christ, and they need no intercessor other than Him. Why should a sinner confess his private sins publicly to a preacher or an elder, for that matter, who has the same sort of sins unconfessed? Sins publicly committed and publicly known must be confessed as publicly as they were committed, so that all will know that the sinner repents of those sins and renounces such practices. But we should not cheapen the church before the eyes of the world by confessing things that are better left unsaid. Christians are not to publicly confess private or secret sins before the church. We must confess our sins, but let us do it in the Bible way. Sins known only to you and God are to be confessed only to God.